Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Light Broadcast
today,
for April.
Boy, we are in a different world, aren't we? I mean, things have changed very, very quickly. And we'll bring up to date what the group's been talking about, all the process and how we can work with this. They've talked so much about this. And now we have actually switched a lot of things that we're working with here at Spavo. So I want to bring some of those up first, because we're switching a lot of things around to adapt to the opportunity to be of service here during this time frame. You know, we've been set in such an incredible opportunity for us. I mean, the whole world is changing right now to adapt to this virus, and Barb and I find ourselves in this incredible situation where everything that everybody's moving to, we're already here. We've already set up. We're working out of our home. We're doing all these things. We have been in such a fortunate position with all the things that have taken place here. So we just want to tell you, we believe a lot of people have been guided to be in the right position at the right time. And that's one of the things we want you all to look for today, especially. And that's what the group, I'm sure, will talk about, at least in one of the channels. And we will do two channels today, one in just a couple minutes, and then we'll do one at the close as well. So there'll be one in segment two and one also in segment whatever it is, five, six, whatever.
Well, it's so true. You know, many of us are saying, why is this happening? And we're trying to get used to our new normal, hopefully just a temporary normal right now. But it is quite the adjustment. But we do feel like the group is really helped us prepare for this situation so that we can be home in our studio and still do our work and connect with you and hopefully give you some hope.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple things I want to share with you very quickly, because we are making a lot of changes. We're going to move over to Studio A in just a minute, because we got a little bit of a lag here. So anyway, we'll move it over. And I want to share with you some of the things that are going on here on our website and some of the processes that we can all work with here. As you see, this is the front page of the website right now. This is live. Spavo TV, we have added a couple things. Now, you've seen the Virtual Light broadcast you're looking at, but there are two parts here, Rising Light and Global Light. I'll tell you a little bit about them. I'm not even sure if we click on them, if they'll take us to the full description of it yet, because we're just really getting going with it. And I gotta hand it to our group. Our team just jumped at these opportunities. We have been so incredibly busy with all this stuff. I just got to tell you that these guys really came through here. But anyway, I want to share with you a couple things that we are doing specifically to address the new world that we're living in right now and afterwards. One piece that the group has very clearly said, they've talked a lot about it in Lightmaster the other day, and we will talk even more about it. But basically, they say the world has changed. It is not going back to where it used to be. So we have created a new opportunity here, and it is actually an opportunity. That's very important to do. We've got a lot of tragedy going on, a lot of difficulty, but we're also a globe full of healers, and we can work with this. We can focus our energy together on that. And that's what I want to show you here right now. So one of the areas that we have worked with here is Spavo TV. And right here, we've got a new one called Global Light. Now, the Global Light program we've used before. We've already used it once or twice. We used it to actually work on the COVID-19 virus back on whenever that was. I can't remember the dates of it, but oh, here it is, March 4th. So we worked on it in March 4th. We've worked on the Australian fires. We're going to be doing much more of this. In fact, we have one coming up very soon. The group has not given me the date on it, but I will tell you, one of the Global Light programs that we want, that they want me to work on immediately, is the same thing that we worked on Lightmaster this last Thursday. There is another virus right behind this one. There's even people that have called it COVID-20. We're not going to try and do any of that, but what we can do is we can work together right now to start to minimize that and to harmonize with that before it ever crosses over. And there's a lot of concern about this, especially with all the COVID-19 challenges that we're dealing with right at the moment. But we have worked with this in Lightmaster, and we're going to have something very quickly. How do you participate here? There's only one way, and we don't give a lot of notice on this, but we will send out an email to everyone that's on our list. And we'll send it out just very usually a day or two before, because many times the group is very specific about saying, we need to go now. And that is actually something they told me a long time ago when we were first building this. They said, there will come a time when you'll want to just flip a few switches and go live, because it'll be so important.
Well, that's so important to everyone, you know, because this is an area where the events in this world are affecting us so tremendously that the group is giving Steve so much information, saying this is how we can help, this is how we can ease everybody's mind and move forward.
One of the pieces that we're going to be working on, many of you might remember back in November, we had this November 23rd thing that they kept making this big deal about this opening and the energy, grounding of the feminine energy and how successful we were with that. That is also roughly the time that this virus crossed from the animal into the human world. So that is roughly the same time. Now, is it responsible for that? I don't know. I couldn't tell you there was a connection. But one connection I can tell you is that there's residual waves coming from that same process. And we had one on February 20th. We actually worked with it in Lightmaster and a few other places and told people about it, but it wasn't a really huge deal. It was a residual wave that we could actually work with and focus on. There's another one coming on April 18th. And on April 18th, which happens to be a Saturday, we're going to do a special broadcast just for that in this in the Global Light program. And one of the things that we want to do is bring everybody together to work with this process, because what happens is we work with these things all the time in many of our classes and always in Lightmaster. We'll work with the Earth, we'll work with sending energy to some tragedy that's on the planet. We've done it many, many times and we'll continue to. But there are also some times where, quite honestly, we need more help. We need every light worker on the planet to at least focus on something for a couple minutes. And that's why we have this other program called Global Light. These will be areas that we can focus. Now, does that mean that we can get rid of this virus on April 18th? No, it doesn't. It's going to be here much longer than that. However, we can turn it. We can start to peek it out on April 18th in different areas throughout the world.
Well, we've seen in the past how when we all gather our energy together and work toward a goal, it can shift what's going on in this world and in our lives.
So that's the way to work with this. Just make sure you're on the list. If you're on the light list, you'll get a notification every time we do one of these. Like I said, we will be doing another one coming up fairly soon on April 18th as well. So that's the Global Light Program. We've got more. We're just getting started. Well, the group
we've
said,
been busy.
The group said, we've been incredibly busy. It's unbelievable how busy we've been. So anyway, I'll take you back to that. But there's other things that are going on as well. We have also addressed a whole bunch of questions that have come in probably in the last 2 to 3 months. We've had a whole interest of teaching our material in a new way. And I'll have to tell you, we've done this for years. We've gone around the world teaching overlight healing modalities that we've done. I think we taught inverse wave therapy 7 times in Moscow alone.
Yes.
Just in one city. So we've done a tremendous amount of this in different places, but everything's changed. We don't travel anymore. We do most of the work over to you. And you have all changed, because you can accept this information much quicker, much easier, and basically use it much faster than we have before. So because of those changes, we're making a change right now having to do with our teaching program, our Overlight teaching program. We've had many people just recently ask if they can teach this, or if they can put the 12 paradigms on their website, or if they can do some of the other things that we bring up, especially through the Lightmaster course. What we're doing is we've decided right now is the perfect time to release this and put it out in a different way. So what we're doing is we've started an Overlight teaching program. It's if you've been part of the one before and you've got your credentials for teaching our material, you're fine. You don't need to do anything. But if you're interested in teaching our material after you have taken one of the Overlight courses, there are certain new things set in place, and I'll show you where you can find these here. Actually, I got to kind of go back to the original page, so let me hit the back button here, and we'll go back. And okay, on the front page again, if you go to the store, and you come down here, and it says, Overlight, want to teach? I love that. This will tell you about our teachers program and the new Overlight teachers program that we've done. And what we're asking to do is basically you take one of these Overlight courses, and if you are ordained with light, with a SPAVO, that is either taking a full year of Light Master. If you've completed a full year of Light Master, you have an ordination. We also have done several courses that are just ordinations. So if you have an ordination certificate from a SPAVO, you have permission right now to teach our material.
And we know that you're going to take our material and teach it in your way.
Right.
And it'll be a little different flavor, but the information is what is important to get out.
There is a registration form on this page. We ask you to fill it out, send it in, and we will send you back a response within a few days. It takes a few days, but we'll send you back a response. You say you're cleared, or, you know, we need something more, or something else is there. So we'll basically do that. That will allow us to kind of keep track of you. We don't put limitations down. There's one limitation only, and that's called attribution. If you use our material, we want you to credit us for the material. It's very simple. So if you're speaking it out loud, at some point you get to the end of whatever it is you're teaching of ours, and you'll say, this material came from a SPAVO at aspavo.org. And if you want more, you can find it there. Very simple. And since, like Barbara said, many times you'll mix in your modality with ours. And all we ask is that you identify where it came from. If, you know, if this part came from a SPAVO, give us an attribution credit. If it's on your website, if it's on a PowerPoint slide or things that you're presenting in purpose, we just want down there, used with permission from aspavo.org.
Well, we try to reach as many people as we can with our work, but by doing this, all of you who decide to teach the material will be able to reach people that we can't. So it's very important to get the word out.
We're in a different world. When we came into this, we organized everything. We had workbooks for everything. We had the workbooks translated into all the different languages that we went to do. We had the PowerPoint slides translated into Russian, into Dutch, into all the different places where we went to be able to do this. So that was the way that we used to do it. Then people had to take a very special 4-day teacher's training on top of that. All this is getting in the way now. This information needs to get out, and people need it right now. So we are releasing those rules and coming up with new ones to make it much easier to work with this. And if you have other special permission that you're looking for and you may not meet our criteria, write it down on the form that's at the bottom of that page and just send it in. You never know if we're going to okay you or not. So just do that. But down here is a form that you can fill out that just asks, you know, all the information that you want that they'll send right to us. So that is the registration form for the healing modalities that we teach here called Overlight. There's about 7 or 8 of them that we have taught so far. There's a brand new one coming up. And that's next. Timeline healing. And I don't have all the dates here today. But timeline healing, we taught in Belgium and in Las Vegas this last year. It was the live one that we taught. We taught several modalities all in one thing. We taught about the 7 clans of the E family. We taught about going back and recapturing a whole bunch of very powerful information that we had. We worked with a lot of things. One of them was timeline healing, very similar in some ways to inverse wave therapy, but much, much less complicated, much more direct, much easier to work with. And we didn't just work with the history in the past. We now open up the entire timeline for past, present, and future, and ways of relocating these incidences on your timeline that actually gives you control over them in a whole different way. It's very magical. So we did teach this twice. The only complaints we had about those 2 seminars is we did not give this enough time. So we are going to spend 3 days going through timeline healing, and it will be an overlight modality. If you like it and you want to teach it, you want to take parts of it, sign up for the teacher program if you qualify. So this is how this is going to work from now on. So we're going to try and tell you every time we do one of these things, it applies to the teacher's program.
And the nice thing about doing it online is that you can watch it over and over again. Yep. And that way you'll make sure that you understand it, and it, not like when we were, did it in person and it went so quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other ones that we do, there's many of them that we have, I mentioned this, workbooks for. We actually were getting ready to do another modality right now, but that modality is going to require physical touch. So we swapped it out for the timeline. Well, we had them both on the schedule, but we basically moved that one away, and we're going to bring this one. That was Hidden Light Codes 2. We'll be back with that one at a time when everybody can touch each other. But right now, this works in the distance. You can do it long distance. You can work with yourself. You can work with other things very easily by learning these techniques. So we're going to spend 3 days on timeline healing this next month. You'll have to look up the dates, but it's coming up. So if you want to be a part of the teacher's program, it's a perfect way to get this started and to be there and then register for it right as soon as you finish the course, so we can kind of know those things.
Okay. Lot coming up.
There's more.
Take a breath.
Okay, let's go back, because we've got another program that we're going to be talking about as well that we're very excited about. And let me, again, go back to the front page so we can all be on the same page, so to speak. All right, let's go back over here to Espavo TV again. We all know the virtual light, and we all know the global light now, but this is a new one, Rising Light. Rising Light is a brand new program that we have actually not started yet. You can read about it here. You can find out about more of the information here. This is a subscription program. It will be charged. We will charge a fee for this. We charge $33 a month for this process. And what this is and this is only, by the way, set up. This is not a permanent program. This is a temporary program that we're putting in place so that everyone who wants to can get the very latest information on 2 channels per month. In addition to the virtual light, in addition to Lightmaster, or whatever courses, other courses that you take that we channel. And the reason for this is the group and our staff actually wanted to have a spot where people can go and just get the information. Now, we did a subscription program fairly recently, and we've just stopped that. We've basically brought that to an end. It was a lot of fun, and we learned some very valuable things from that going forward. This is not that same program. I want to make that clear. This is directly from the group. There'll be times when Barbara isn't even there. There'll be times when I just turn on those cameras and give you what the group is telling us about what's happening on the planet. And you won't have to wait until the virtual light broadcast at the end of the month. You won't have to wait till the next Thursday and the next Lightmaster, wherever you're working with. This is a new program. We'll try it out, see how it works. And it's meant mostly for the coronavirus time, mm-hmm. for these times where the group wants to be able to give you direct communication.
Well, everything's happening so fast that I think you could do a live channel every day and get new information. So we want to just keep in touch.
And that's the way we'll be doing this. We'll be sending this out. Some of these are not in the store yet. So I need to tell everybody that too. Timeline Healing is not in the store yet. We literally, they've been working like crazy to get, actually tomorrow is a kind of a day off. So we're going to, everybody in our staff kind of gets to take a day off.
Does that mean you'll take a day off? We shall see.
But anyway, that's the process that's going on with the different things that we're working with.
All right. Well, there is something that I want to bring up. A very special friend of ours, Nick, and you will say his last name.
Pnevmatikos.
Yes. He is from Greece, along with Elena, his partner.
Elena Ira is easier to say.
Yes, yes. Pnevmatikos. Anyway, Nick's birthday is tomorrow, Sunday, but coming up quick for him because it's Saturday evening for him right now in Greece, right? When you wake up, Nick, you will have your birthday and celebrate it and have a wonderful time.
So we're all sending you big hugs, buddy.
Yes.
Good job. Great job. Thanks for being on the team. You do more than you could possibly know. Good job.
They both do, yes.
Absolutely. Okay, one other thing, and then we'll get on with the first channel coming up pretty soon. We did, last month, I think it was, or maybe the month before, we did a Facebook where we basically went on Facebook and streamed to Facebook Live. and just had a lot of fun answering questions. We weren't able to keep up with the posts. The posts move way too fast on this. But what we did was we provided you an email address, which we will give at the moment that you go in. And people would send their questions to that email address, and we'd ask them live, answer them live. We're going to do the same thing with YouTube coming up on April 7th. You won't see a lot of ads for it, and because we're not going to advertise it in the normal way. It's just for YouTube. We're not even going to stream this on our website. It's just for YouTube. And if you're interested in the YouTube and the things that you like there, go to Espavo's webpage at YouTube. Just look up Espavo. You'll go right there. I do believe we're probably the only one, but I don't really know that. But anyway, we'll put the links on there to make sure that you have links on the front page as well to the YouTube. April 7th at 11 a.m., we will do a live event there where we'll answer any questions live on YouTube. And one of the fun things we do like about YouTube and Facebook is that when you're in there, one of the first things we're going to ask you to do when you come in is tell us what part of the world you're from.
Oh, that's always fun.
Because it's fascinating to see all these people from different parts of different countries throughout the globe that are watching this thing and there. So that's going to be the first thing we'll do when we go into YouTube Live. And we will do these from time to time just to open up another avenue for you to, you know, just for comfortable stuff, okay? And we absolutely love that. Our YouTube channel, we've had a lot of difficulties with YouTube. They have a policy about copyright that makes it very we're perfectly legal with all of our copyright stuff, and yet we get attacked all the time at YouTube. So we've really backed off from YouTube, and we'd like to come back. We've got over 3 million views on our channel. We've got, you know, like 12, 13,000 of you that have signed up for that. If you'd like to be notified every time an event goes there, just sign up on the website, just like our channel, and that way you'll be notified of it. Okay? So YouTube, Espavo, the Espavo page at YouTube. I think we got them all. Good.
All right. Well, we're so glad you're here. We have a lot to get to.
We sure do.
Espavo.
Espavo, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment.